It's back to school. That means students, parents, and teachers need safe routes. Joining us now is Maren Webb. She is the Safe Routes to School Coordinator. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So talk to us first. What the heck, Safe Routes to School, what's that all about?
It's a group of people, the schools, law enforcement, people who are in our community that are concerned about making sure kids and parents and faculty can get to school safely. Because I think it's something that is oftentimes taken for granted or not thought about, but there's lots of things we can do to make it easier and safer for kids to get to school every day.
Excellent. Okay. So one of the things that I've seen a bunch of new signs popping up, you know, kind of getting people thinking ahead and watching for this. Can you talk about the new signs? You brought one in for us?
Sure. I know that people can't see over the radio, unfortunately, but there's some brand new signs popping up around Grand Marais and actually across the county as well. They say, slow down and smile, kids on the move. And just a reminder to all of us that whether it is in the morning or after school or any time of day, that kids are out there walking, biking, strolling, scooting, and that we need to keep our eyes open and pay attention.
So they're pretty good size. They're kind of a, what is it, purple and white or blue and white?
Blue and white. Okay. Well, blue, white, and yellow, of course, for Vikings colors. We gotta show some school support here.
Okay. And so they're not going to hopefully blend in too much with all the political signs out there. But okay. And have you marked some of the routes that you'll be walking?
Yeah, there's a couple actually different safe routes to school zones. But we did ask homeowners along First Avenue West, which is one of the main corridors, to put up signs. And it was wonderful. We had the Girl Scouts helping out with us and door knocking. And every single homeowner we talked to was happy to post them in their yard. So we appreciate everyone's support. And a little thank you to the Girl Scouts too.
Okay. So tomorrow is the first walking school bus along these routes. Can you talk a little bit about what is that and why is that an important thing?
Sure. So a walking school bus is really just a group of people walking or biking to school together. Here in Cook County, we do it similarly to other areas where we have law enforcement, community members, the Safe Routes to School coordinator accompanying these groups. And it really is an opportunity for even if every day a child doesn't walk to school, it's a day, a special day that they can walk together with their friends in a group. It's a little bit more visible. So even the routes that don't have a sidewalk, it's a little bit safer as with a group and with law enforcement accompanying us.
Okay. I'm thinking about walking through town. What sorts of hazards do kids have to dodge as they try to safely make their way to school?
You know, I think that crossings are one of the biggest things, especially even when there's sidewalks. You know, some of our routes, we thankfully do have sidewalks. We have a brand new sidewalk along County Road 7, which is really important. But even where there's sidewalks, there's still crossings. And that's where we have conflict between all users, whether it's someone on a bike or in a car or someone walking. You know, that's where we oftentimes hear of, even if it's two vehicles, that's where usually an accident would happen. So it's really raising attention to those. Those are kind of the things that are mostly of concern, is those intersections and those areas where people maybe can't see as well, or if kids are walking in the road, because there are lots of areas that don't have sidewalks too.
Yeah, well, and parked cars, it's kind of tricky to see. And
yeah, it's definitely
driveways, people turning in and maybe not seeing one individual child walking down the sidewalk or down the side of the road, I suppose, if you're making a turn. So, okay, very good, very good. So I suppose visibility definitely helps. And so what are that? You've got three starting points?
Yep, there's three different groups. We call the West, Central, and the East walking school buses. Each tries to kind of get kids who live in that neighborhood. So the West one starts at 8th Avenue West and 2nd Street, and that one passes Birchwood Apartments on their way to school. We have a Central, which starts at the courthouse and then goes up 1st Avenue West, taking advantage of that nice sidewalk and all those lovely signs. And then we also have the East walking school bus, which starts at 7th Avenue East and County Road 7. And it's important to know that all three walking school buses go to both ISD 166 and GES school.
Okay, excellent. Do you need volunteers to help out with this, or have you got plenty of folks on board?
You know, we always look for more people, and even if you just want to show up that morning and come with the kids, it's a great way to show support for our schools and for our kids. In the future, we always are looking for people, but tomorrow I think we're probably set. But if you want to show up, like if you guys want to show up, come on over. But also send me an email if folks are interested in the future, or if you're interested in sponsoring, if you're a local business, a nonprofit, and you say, you know, we really support this, we want to show the kids that whatever nonprofit, such as WTAP, for example, wants to support Safe Routes to School, give me a call.
Okay. When is the next walkie? So the big hubbub, you know, tomorrow, woohoo, and then all the interest kind of drops off. When's the next time people can volunteer so that it doesn't drop off too
much? Yeah, the next one's actually a big one. It's International Walk to School Day, which is October 8th. So put that on the calendar. And it'll be the same routes, same start times. And then all that information is actually listed on Boreal Classifieds right now. So just keep a lookout for that walking school bus headline for more information.
Excellent. We are talking with Safe Routes to School Coordinator Maren Webb. The first walking school bus of the year is tomorrow morning. Again, for more information on routes, you can check out online at becausemovingmatters.org, or you can call Maren at 387-2330, or check out Boreal. And you said that's on the classifieds?
Yep.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
One last little push, too, is just so people know, there's a brand new bike maintenance station at the Cook County Community YMCA. If you want to fill up your tire, if you got a low tire, or you want to learn a little bit more how to do some basic maintenance. And then there's another one that's going to be coming to the City Hall in Grand Marais as well. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Excellent. Well, that's good. So then if you jump on the bike and take off on the walking school bus and realize that, oh, oops. Because so can you ride a bike on the
walking school bus?
Okay.
Yep.
Just clarifying.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Well, again, thanks for joining us this morning, Maren.
Thank you.